Grand final week is here, and it is a grand final Monday morning edition of Reedy's Mail with Brent Reed from News Corp. Good morning, Reedy. Happy grand final week.
Hello, mate. Oh, how good is it? Best week of the year.
Absolutely. You're going to be a busy man this week, Reedy, because grand final week, I expect some clubs might be trying to, you know, sneak out some news or hide some stories this week, but you will get to the bottom of it. I know you will. Where are we starting today?
Well, everyone's up in southeast Queensland, so why don't we start at the Gold Coast, okay. Because Ash Taylor, he of the million-dollar contract that is about to lapse. So Taylor and the Warriors and those negotiations will come to some form of conclusion. And, I think we'll know pretty soon whether Ash Taylor will be at the Warriors next season. And my gut feel is that he will. We should find out very soon.
In what capacity? Because we know, obviously, Reece Walsh is there and is the few, we'll talk about him very shortly, but he's their fullback. And then Cody Nikorima is a part of their half setup. And Chanel Harris-Tavita, I think the club recently said no to him potentially joining the Raiders. So, what role does Ash Taylor fill?
You've forgotten Sean Johnson too. Don't forget
and Sean Johnson. I had forgotten
he'll be
Sean
there
Johnson
next year as well. I think he'll be some depth for them. Obviously, if he does join them, and maybe that will mean that Chanel Harris-Tavita is allowed to go. I think You know, obviously Canberra's still hovering around him. They were keen on Jamil Fogarty. Both those moves have been blocked at the moment, but perhaps if Ash Taylor joins the Warriors, maybe that creates an opportunity for Chanel Harris-Tavita to have a look around and potentially find a longer-term deal somewhere. So, you know, well, as you said, we'll talk about the Reece Walsh situation pretty soon, but, you know, I think they just want some depth in the halves. I mean, Sean Johnson's had some injuries, particularly in the last couple of years as well, so Ash Taylor provides them with a bit more depth in that area.
All right, well, let's get on to that young man, the 19-year-old rising star, not a superstar yet. He was named the Rugby League Players Association Rookie of the Year, arrested over the weekend in Gold Coast Surfers Paradise. Then Reece Walsh fronted the media via a video statement on the club and admitted that he was searched and found to be in possession of cocaine. Look, behaviour aside, it was impressive. I thought it was impressive the way the Warriors and Walsh handled the situation after the fact, not dismissing the poor behaviour that led him to that point.
Yeah, and you could see he was pretty emotional. It's pretty close to his heart, Reece Walsh, this, and the fact that he's done it's pretty remarkable when you consider his background, because his mum had a drug problem, didn't have a lot to do with him during his formative years because she had her own drug problems. And Reece Walsh, only a matter of months ago, said, look, I know what it's like. I won't be going near it. So, you know, obviously he's made a pretty bad error, lapse in judgment. The Warriors put him up yesterday. I was on that phone hookup with him. He was very emotional. He didn't really take any questions. He just read a short statement, or he didn't read it. He just spoke from the heart, I think, really. And, you know, he's going to face some more sanctions yet. I would imagine the NRL will come down pretty hard on him, given the damage it's done to the game during grand final week. You know, any time of the year, this is bad publicity for the NRL. But in the lead up to the grand final, I think the NRL will come down really hard on him because of that.
Well, so what's really hard though, Reedy, because, I mean, Brent Naden was handed a 1 month suspension last year after he was tested positive to cocaine on the night of the grand final loss. Now, he was a part of the game, but Reece Walsh is out of competition, if you will. What punishment do you expect we'll see? Yeah.
I think he'll miss some games. I'd be surprised if he doesn't miss some games. He'll face a pretty heavy fine too, I think. But you know, I would imagine the NRL will ban him for a couple of games. Now, you know, it's hard to argue with it, given the publicity it created for the NRL, as I said, in their biggest week of the year. So there'll be some sanctions coming his way. He expects that. The Warriors expect that. And I would imagine the NRL will want to resolve this pretty quickly. So I would imagine those sanctions will come down soon.
Okay. And then, well, the other question to ask is the Dally M award ceremony tonight, the second half of this. Reece Walsh, now, I thought he was eligible for the Rookie of the Year award, but you were informing me that he's not.
No, I think we all thought he was eligible, but no, he's not, because he was suspended twice this year. So because of that, he's not eligible for the award. So the NRL, that headache's removed straight away for the NRL.
What a sigh of relief when they found that small print. Oh, because that would have been very embarrassing for the game if he had been announced as the Rookie of the Year, given what's just taken place over the weekend. All right, let's move it along. Let's get away from New Zealand and the Gold Coast. Let's talk about expansion. Let's head a bit further north. Let's head to Brisbane.
Yeah, look, now the big meeting with the clubs, this is the meeting we've been waiting on for a while now, where the NRL was going to take, and Peter Vlandis was going to take expansion to the clubs to explain to them why it needed to happen. That meeting will now go ahead next week. It's October 7. I think it's next Thursday. I could be wrong. But October 7, that meeting will go ahead with all the club chairs and CEOs will be on the meeting as well, on the hookup as well if they want to be. But, yeah, that will be the final, I guess, hurdle for expansion. Obviously, we had the news this last week that the commission was ready to go in 2023. The last thing they needed to do was take it to the clubs, and that'll happen next week. So I'd imagine they'll just be telling the clubs, this is why we're doing it, give us your thoughts, but we're going to press the go button regardless.
Who do you expect to be, because we know there are some clubs I think it was the Titans that had done their own investigation into whether it was viable or not and decided that it wasn't. Who is likely to be the most vocal at that meeting when Volandis presents?
Well, I think the clubs with the most concerns are obviously the ones in southeast Queensland, obviously Brisbane, Gold Coast, to a lesser extent Melbourne, because they've got a footprint on the Sunshine Coast, which is one of the areas where I know the Redcliffe Dolphins are pretty keen to target. So I think those three clubs are the obvious ones. And some other clubs have got some concerns about finances, and I'll be talking to them at that meeting about the game's financial position as well, how they've emerged from COVID, what's their funding all look like.
All right.
Moving forward. So that's an issue for some clubs as well.
All right. Well, that off-field stuff, logistics stuff, all that sort of stuff's a bit boring. Finish with something juicy for us, please, Reedy. Let's talk Parramatta. You've predicted that they would have contract dramas, difficulty signing some players potentially once their season ended. Where are we at?
Well, it's heating up for Parramatta, isn't it? Look, Murata Niokorau, the back rower for Parramatta, he's one of those November 1 guys, and he's already had a couple of chats with a couple of clubs last week. So, he's doing the rounds now, Murata Niokorau, and that's just a snapshot of what Parramatta are going to face over the next 6 weeks or so. I'd imagine there's a handful of players at that club who rival clubs are keen to talk to. And, we all talk about November 1. You can talk to players anytime you want. You just can't table a deal until November 1 and put a deal in front of them. So, whilst we talk about November 1 being the cutoff, the date when it's a free-for-all, there's clubs actually talking to players now, and we've seen that with Murata Niokorau last week.
Played 21 games this year, 25 years of age. There'd be a lot of clubs that would love to get their hands on Murata Niokorau. So, all right, well, we expect to probably have some more news out of Parramatta over the coming weeks, given all those players before that November 1 deadline that could be signed elsewhere or could be retained by the Blue and Gold. Very nice work, Reedy. Your grand final week, have you got luncheons and Zoom calls and all the rest to attend?
COVID, damn you, COVID. Oh. Loved a luncheon, loved a breakfast, all off. No Dally M's. I used to love the Dally M's. Used to be one of my highlights of the year.
You got a bit of liquid courage up.
Watching on the television.
Got a little bit of liquid courage up and started telling a few coaches what you thought.
Started offending people left, right and centre.
That doesn't sound like you at all.
Back in the good old days.
Brent Reed, fantastic work. We will hear from you on Thursday on The Rush Hour.
All right, good as gold.